Life's hard, man, but also it's a blessing. It's like, I look at it as a video, like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in, like, say, in GTA, you make a character. How will you want your character to be here like that? And that's how I look at it in real life, like, you know?
Yeah.
And I still use that to this day. Like, if I can play a game and make my character any way I can, why can't I do that in real life? It's easier in life than in the game, you know?
Yeah, because
you could actually, like, find people or find jobs or something that will give you where you want to do, you know? And then the thing with people nowadays, it's hard to take that step, that leap. And same with me, I'm in the same boat. Like, there's times where, like, I was telling Jasmine, I got a job offer in Texas a couple days ago.
You did?
Yeah. For oil rigging.
You did?
Yeah.
No way.
I have a client that he lives in Texas, back and forth, like, six months or whatever. And that's the same thing I learned from. This is something I learned from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just like, just bugging the clients, talking to them, you know, picking their brains, you know, because a lot of clients that I work for are successful.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not pick their, if they want, if they let me, I'm like, hey, like, can we talk? Can I, like, what do you do if you don't mind me asking? So we know, start chopping it up, talking, blah, blah, this and that. And he's like, oh, I have, and with this one customer that I was talking to, he's all like, oh, yeah, we live in Texas. I'm like, oh, really? So do you have family? He's like, yeah, most of my family lives out there. It's just us in here in Arizona. But like 90% of the time, I want to be in Texas, but. Mm-hmm. It's really hot sometimes, or, you know, we just like to go back and forth. And I'll just ask him, like, so, like, anybody's, like, I was like, what does your family do out there? And, like, mm-hmm. do you guys have, like, businesses? They said, well, most of them work in the oil rigging business and stuff like that. And then we started, chopping up. And he's like, why, are you interested? I'm like, oh, I'm not interested. I just, you know, just seeing what you're doing. You know,
just pretty much asking questions.
Yeah, just asking, you know, making conversation.
Yeah.
He's like, well, will you ever like to go out there? Like, and I'm like, because I was also telling him, like, well, me and my girl kind of, like, want to buy land in New Mexico or Texas. Who knows? Texas is just, like, it's cheaper and it's nicer. It's cheaper, but the payout there is way less. Unless you do oil rig or, like, a truck driver and stuff like that, you know. But a truck driver you could do anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, like, if you ever do, like, want to open up, like, opportunities and check, like, other jobs, you let me know and I could see if I could get to one of my family members to give a good word out for, like, oil rigging out there. And I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, well, you know, maybe that is a good idea.
Let me know. Let's go. I'll be with you.
Because, I mean, like,
need a new career, new life.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling Jasmine. I talked to her about it. I was like, hey, I have this opportunity. It's not set in stone. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I'm going to take the job.
I'll go with you.
I mean, it would be cool, man.
I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, and then she's like, what do you think? Oh, sorry, wait.
Nah, I'm just going to go. Cause I've been telling my girl, like, I'm trying to move out of the state. I'm not saying I love Arizona. I do. But I feel like they're saying there's different opportunity and careers and whatever. Anyway, mm-hmm. like, if you believe, like, you're home, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do, you know? Maybe that'll help grow, you know?
Yeah, and you never know, man. I mean, it's a big step.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be the right step. You never know until you take it.
I heard a lot of people, it all works out for a lot of people. Like, I was scared at first, and I to do it, and then I don't know what's gonna happen, but I did it, and look at me now, I'm fucking happy.
Exactly, and that's what I've been going back and forth about it. And her cousin works in Texas too, doing oil rigs too, or works somewhere like in that kind of department.
Yeah.
And he's all like, "If you have any questions, man, just shoot away, and I could try to answer as much as I can."
Yeah.
He's like, "The only thing that if it is a very very good money, he's like, I make six figures a year, but."
A lot of sacrifice.
He's like, I work hours and hours. Like,
yeah, some people like sleep in their own cars and the shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he was telling me that one of his friends
mm-hmm.
did a 48-hour shift. He's all like, that's where you're gonna walk into. He's all like,
damn.
It's like you're always on call, hours always different, but the money's fucking good. And I'm looking more about the money.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I want, like, nice trucks, you know, big-ass diesel trucks, you know, and all that. Some big-ass land and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jasmine was like, but realize it, though.
You're going to be breaking your body.
And yeah, then I'm not going to, I'm going to be here alone.
But I've seen people move their RVs. And
no, what I'm saying, that's what I was thinking about, taking my RV out there and stuff. But she's like, but realize it, though. If you do that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be alone most of the nights and days without you.
I'm going to chill. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, and it's like, do I really want to? It's going to be a nice life. I'm going to give her what she wants. But also what she wants is me there coming home at night.
Yeah, that's a hard thing because, like, relationship-wise,
mm-hmm.
you want to be, like, the provider. You want to put in the hours. Because I want to find a career or something that I'll be working, like, I work hard that I want to do. Yeah. I'll love it to do it. I'll work hours and hours on it. I don't care if I don't sleep. But the whole thing, like, too, like, you're not even going to be home all the time, like, with your family. And that sucks. Like, you got to balance it both.
And, exactly. Like, and that's the thing that sucks. And she was telling me, I said, but look what you have out here. Like, you're making a business. You're doing a lot of things out here. And in my head, I'm like, yes, I am, but it's going slow. I'm not patient enough. Like, it's even to, like, right now, like, I already thought I was going to have my ROC. I haven't even started it yet. Mm-hmm. I started it, but I haven't
jumped, like, on it.
Yeah. Jumped on it, you know, just because of shit's going on, life's all. But it's like, I'm making excuses for myself. And she, and then I'm like, if I move to Texas and all that, it's like I'm working for somebody else. Like, yeah, yeah, you're working for somebody else. And look how much freedom you have with working for yourself here. Mm. Like, you literally take the days off you want. You could work. But she's like, but also, there's pros and cons to what I do.
Yeah.
Because like you see right now, it's all, I got calls and shit like that from clients, and it's like already past hours. But that's when they have to answer and stuff like that, and, you know, figure shit out. So, like, I'm always on call, but then, like, it's like I get the freedom that I want. I make the money that I want. But I think I'm in my mind, I'm going to Texas is the right thing to do, but it's because I'm taking the easy way out. Instead of, like, staying what I have right now, I've been doing this shit for 10 years. Like, keep pushing. Like, eventually I'll get to where I want to get it to, you know? But it, like, at some time you get frustrated, you get tired. Like, no, like, fuck that. I'll just take the easy way out. And that's what she was telling me. Like, I think you go to Texas just for you to get out, and it's easy to just do that. But also, it's going to be difficult because we're a big family. You know, we love our family. We see them all the time. And she, I don't think you'll be able to be without your family for months or weeks or years sometimes. And I was just thinking about it. Like, yeah, you know, but I could sacrifice it for a year or two.
That's another thing, too.
Like, and then if I come back here, you know.
Because if I got offered that, like, oh, you mean, that's, let's say you, like, you want me to do that job forever. Like, that's true. I could, but, like, I'll probably do it for, like, a year or two and just make money and come back.
But then, we just had a big conversation about it. She's like, but a lot could happen in 2 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Never know. That's the thing. You never know.
You never know, yeah. And I'm like, what if this doesn't work out where the business I'm trying to build doesn't, it fails, and so then I'll be there for you and we'll start something else, or like you said, we'll go to Texas or New Mexico, figure something out. Like, there's always options. Mm-hmm. It's just which option you want to go with. And I was like, I was already thinking, but I was like, you know what, yeah, because my mind's really like weighing heavy on like moving out there, but it's like it's a big change too, and I'll have to buy another truck just to get the, because I don't have a diesel, I just have a normal truck, so I have
to
buy
a diesel to do?
Yeah, to move my RV.
Oh, yeah,
because I use my dad's just to move here.
Yeah.
But it's like, I would have to buy an RV, or I have to buy a big truck like that, get rid of my truck. We'll get out there, buy her car, too, so she get moved back and forth.
Yeah.
Because I would have to take the truck 24-7, or all the time when I go work, unless she drops me off and all, but then she needs to get a job, too. So it's like, all this needs to play. Like, for us to make the move, we got to make sure we are situated enough to be financially stable, where we won't get hurt out there.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a big move. It's a lot of pieces, but...
A lot of pieces to move around.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens.
Let me know. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Take me and Yvette.
It was both RVs.
Pull them out.
Yeah.
I'll buy a diesel. Let's
do it.
Run my credit, boy. Need that diesel.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking about, but I don't know. Like I said, it's nothing set in stone.
Yeah.
It's just an idea.
Did I tell you that I got offered a job in Minnesota?
Recently?
Like about a month ago now.
Doing what?
It's like computer works, like technology kind of shit. Like, oh, I applied for it because I think that's what a career I want to do. Like,
you applied for here, or you applied over there?
I applied here online. And I think I want to do a career like computers and like IT kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to aim for.
Well, you mess a lot with with laptops.
Yeah, so like, Yvette tells me that too. Like, you should really do that. Like, you're really into that. Like, you know, I want to try it. Also, I'm going to look into it. Like, it's hard to figure it out, but I'm going to look into it. But anyways, I applied for the job because like entry job, you get like, they'll teach you the stuff instead of going to school. They'll teach you there, or they'll pay for your class, whatever. You do the class for like a month or two, and then you get paid for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they're offering a housing for it. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. Not bad. And how much should we pay? Oh, we'll pay $15 for the training, but it's only for a few months. We'll give you the house and everything. And then after that, yeah, I think it's more of a traveling job, too.
So like, you're going to be on traveling?
Yeah, I'll probably be traveling around like the whole country.
Yeah.
But because I told them, like, oh, would I have to stay in Minnesota like after all the training? You wouldn't, but you would have to move around a lot, because it's like kind of be like not a sales job, but it's like going to be like a, you're going to go around like working around different areas. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Like in Minnesota or like in
the states? The states. Oh, that sounds cool. Like, if I was single, I would have probably jumped on it. But, like, I have a family, and, like, I can't do that. Like,
and that's what I was thinking, too. Like, if I wasn't with Jasmine and then I had my life already situated here, mm-hmm. I think I would have moved to Texas. But since I already built a life here, it's kind of hard to, like, to restart. Yo, what's up? Like, restart the life again. And it's, like, I could do it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I've already done too much here. Why start over again if there's not...
Set in stone over there?
No, like, I'm saying, like, if it's not needed. Like, yeah. If my life was bad here, like, I had nothing going from here, mm-hmm. then, yeah, that would have been the right choice to.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought, too. Like, my life's not the greatest right now here. Like, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm good. And I know it's like kind of the whole comfort zone kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not really necessary to do that, like, you know. Like, I can still figure it out here, you know?
Yeah, and that's what me and her sat down about. She's like, if you really want to do it, I mean, I know she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, she does, but then doesn't.
It's scary, because I told Yvette, like, well, let's do it. Like, she's joking around, but, like, would you really be down? Like, mm-hmm. yeah, but deep down, I know she wouldn't, because, like, the whole family shit and stuff like that. And me, too. Like, I don't think I'd be down to do it.
It's a big
move. It's a risk, too. Like, what if the job doesn't work out? Like, what if I don't like it?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, like, I just wasted everybody's time and my time.
But, I mean, you learn from it. It's experience and stuff like that. Like, that's how I've learned in life, too. Like, everything you do in life, you can't take it as a...
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wish it worked out, but not take it as, like, you know, I learned from it. Mm-hmm. No, let's apply it to something else that it might work with, you know, or something mm-hmm. like that. And, yeah, I'm saying, but I mean, Minnesota. Oh, you said Minnesota?
Minnesota, yeah.
I wouldn't mind living out there, too.
Cold.
I know.
Yeah. It's funny because I listened to this podcast, these two dudes are from there. Mm-hmm. It's called the Pura Cultura podcast. They're twins. And they follow the podcast on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a shout out to them.
Hell yeah.
But they live out there. I was like, oh, shit, it'll be sweet. Like, move out there and, like, let's collab, bros.
That'd be cool. Twins.
Yeah, but I was like, nah, I don't know if I'm going to do it. And I didn't do it. I told them, like, nah, I can't right now. It's not the right, like, time for me to do it. Like, well, okay, well, if you ever change your mind, just feel free to, you know, message us. And
yeah, and then also, if you're going to be traveling a lot, that's, like. Yeah,
and that, too. Like, it's not a set job, like, in a certain mm-hmm, place. It's, like, you're going to be traveling around.
I have a client that he's a. Well, you said he's like an IT tech,
I think
it is. Uh-huh. And he does the same thing where he works a lot with, like, laptops, computer, you know, anything gets messed up. He goes and fix them at the companies anywhere. Mm-hmm. But he travels a lot. Like, we do his wife's house and his house. Mm-hmm. But she's always at her house by herself.
Damn.
And then she's like, yeah, my husband is supposed to do this, but, you know, he's always out of town, so can you just put it on the schedule? And then, like, yeah, I was like, yeah. And then starting talking to her and all that. And then she's like, he's gone. At least 100 some times out of the year. Maybe a little bit more, too. And then he came down one time, and I met him, and I talked to him. And he makes good money, decent money, to mm-hmm. where he's able to afford. Like, she's a stay-at-home mom with, like, she has three kids. Mm-hmm. And he loves what he does, but he hates that he's never home.
Yeah.
So, this was last year. They moved out. He quit his job, he found something stable, and they moved to Portland.
Damn, no way.
He's all like, I found a good job out there. I still work with IT Tech, but I work in just in Oregon. Like, I still travel around the city, you know, and all that, in the state, but I don't leave the state. Like, I'm just working around the whole state. So he quit his job from, like, but he was making a lot of money, though. He said he was bringing a lot of money in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's, like I said, it was cool because he sacrificed it for a couple of years. And once he made his money and his bread, you know, he's like, all right, I'm going to quit it. And just settle here and there and just figure it out.
It's
hard when you have a newborn, too, and, like, kids. Like, mm-hmm. you don't see your kids grow up and stuff like that.
That's the thing. I don't know if I can do that because I want to do... I don't know what I want to do, like, career-wise. I want to do something, but I would hate to...
Are you still into, like, taking photos and stuff like that? Or is that just, like...
Yeah. In a way, yeah, but I kind of cooled down on it because I want to get serious with life, you know, like, especially with my growing daughter.
But you could do that and just have Yvette's really good at them.
Yeah, but that's something, like, I see it as not a service. For you, example, you're landscaping, you're a service people want. They need, like, oh, you do landscaping, I need you. Not everybody needs photos all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's a good side job.
It is.
Even on the weekends. Yeah, like
who knows, maybe we can do it later, but who knows. But like I was saying, like, if I was to start, like, example, like, business or something, and then I have to be gone most of the time, I don't think I could do that. Because, the money might be good if it is successful, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't want to sacrifice money over time with family. You know?
Yeah, that is true.
I prefer family. I'd rather have a decent job and have family than rather have a fuck ton of money and, like, barely see my family. You know?
Yeah, that is true. Because, like, with me and Jazz, like, there's been so many times where I, like, want to take off, hit the States, you know, and she's right there next to me. Yeah, let's go. Mm-hmm. Well, she wouldn't even second guess it. She's like, all right, let's go. Because, like, anywhere we go, it's better being with you than not being with you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a really good, like, woman to have, you know, because it is true. Like, a lot of people have those arguments. Like, no, I'm not staying. I'm leaving. I'm staying here because my family or job opportunity, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, with my job, I'm always out and about. I'm always on call. I'm always on the phone texting and all that. But at least I'm at home, like, you know, in Arizona. I'm not, like, traveling. I'm not here. So, like, there's times where she does get kind of annoyed where she, I'll be like, hey, baby, like, well, I'll come from work. And we're going to go to dinner. So, hey, I need to go stop at this house real quick. I got to go give an estimate. Hey, I got to go talk to this client. Or there's this leak, so I got to turn off the water before, like, it makes a big damage to the property. So, like, she, some things, like, stuff like that sometimes bothers her.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we're talking about texting and stuff like that, she's like, well, I'd rather have you home and going doing that for, like, an hour or so than you leaving for hours and days where I don't see you.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, but that is kind of true. Like, I do love what I do, too. It just, I think for, like, for me, I haven't really grown enough to, like, or grow the business enough to where, like, I see the difference or the potential of it. Like, there's spur moments where our business is doing really, really well. And we're, like, busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times where it slows down for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's just, like, it's part of business, you know? It's never going to be.
Yeah, you're never going to know what's going to happen mm-hmm. and take off or not.
Yeah. And
yeah,
just learning life, man.
That's crazy, man.
It's finally realizing that we're adults and no one ever has to figure it out.
Do you know that whole thing? Have you heard of that thing, the whole frontal lobe thing? Like, around 25 years of age, you're like, your brain, like your frontal lobe, it actually matures and you actually, like, snap into, like, oh, shit.
Really?
Like, I need, not saying you're going to be like, oh, fuck, I need to get my life together. Like,
wake up tomorrow.
You actually, first day, oh, I can't wait to play Helldivers.
I know.
Next day, like, I need to start a business. No, but that's a real thing. Like, I didn't know that. And I think that's what kind of changed, because when I met Yvette, I was already 26. So it was already like a year after. And then I was thinking differently from then, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, if I would have met her like when I was 23 or something, my mind was completely different. I was like,
well, yeah, you're still a kid. You still want to go out and party.
But I didn't know. I thought it was like just maturity. Like, I thought it was like actually just mature because of life, you know? But if that's the thing, like, is your thing develops, I was like, oh, shit. Like, what if it's like that, you know?
It could be. No, I didn't really.
Well. Huh? About time. Sorry, man. I had to take. Hop on in, boys. We already started. We're just already going to chit-chatting,
you know? Just
get warmed up.
We're just bullshitting and stuff like that. We're just talking, man.
Ready for the juicy stuff?
This is the stuff, man. We're already in. Let's get this.
Ready for the juicy stuff?
Welcome to the Put Me Up Something podcast. I'm your host, Alejandro Gomez, and I'm here with.
What's up, everybody? This is Eurosign, back on time.
What's up, man? This is Eric Grizzy.
Eric Grizzy, Eurosign, of course, the menace over here.
Yeah.
El Cucuy.
El Cucuy. Disappearing into the shadows.
to the shadow room.
Well, yeah, what's up, guys? How are we doing this Thursday evening?
Doing good. I feel like it's been a weird week, but hey.
It's been a hell of a weird week.
I'm ready for the next week.
Really?
Huh? Really? I feel like it's been a really slow week. But, I mean, it's been a really good week, too. Like, I've been doing a lot of, like, fishing with the family, you know, going out. We went to Fat Cats on Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. My girl's nephews are in town. So, we took them out there. I actually won some games. Like, how you do, like, the crane?
Yeah.
So like.
Oh yeah, I hate those ones.
Yeah. So we won money, and I ended up winning three of those big balls and some other like toys and stuff like that. Yeah.
Damn.
So I had good luck, and like I said, been fishing, going to the gym. Just feels really slow though this week. Even for all much stuff we've done like activities.
Yeah.
It feels like fucking slow.
It's been a fast week, like
for
fast,
you?
But like weird. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's going on?
We get those weeks sometimes. You know, we gotta get them out the way. Just
yeah. But it's not a crazy week. Crazy, especially like around
keep
the world.
Keep on pushing. Oh yeah, all the news going around.
Yeah, I want to kind of talk about that too.
Which one? You want to talk about the bridge?
We could talk about the bridge. P. Diddy.
the guy in New York punching everybody and shit.
Oh shit.
Who?
There's someone going around in New York City like punching women in the face.
Apparently, and running off. Apparently, it's believed it's multiple different men.
Oh really?
Because different descriptions and shit. That's from what I gathered.
Kind of like a copycat.
Yeah, and supposedly one I heard just today that. I supposedly one just got caught today. It was actually some TikToker or some shit, some other guy. But like I said, supposedly there's multiple people, multiple descriptions.
And what are they doing? Just going around punching, recording?
Like, yeah, literally just walking around and then like imagine your woman like he's just punching women, like just going around punching women, running away and shit, and they don't see it coming.
Cause you don't know what it is. You're just walking some
just a random person just
psh, pop. Because I seen like three videos already, like some girls, the same, like three different girls, and had like the same fucking, like a knot on her forehead or something like that.
Bro,
like,
I haven't seen none of that.
You got punched in the head, bro, in the face, you know that shit?
Yeah, no, my feed just been nothing but like the boat and then like P. Diddy, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Did he do it? Or did he not? Oh, and then the Nickelodeon shoot?
Oh, yeah, that with the, what was it, the Quiet on Set? Is that the
documentary? We talked about it last time, dude.
We already talking about it.
Yeah, no, but yeah, just saying, I keep seeing this shit,
but now it's coming
too.
Out more, too.
Yeah, there's more and more is unraveling and all this bullshit. Mm-hmm. But the bridge shit, I don't know, I think it's, I'm going to sound like a fool. Conspiracy? I'm just saying. Yeah, I think it was planned as fuck.
There's Ryan Garcia even predicted it.
No wonder that wonder that.
The tweet.
I don't know. How the fuck is Vols going to do that, bro? And they're saying, oh, it's dark. It's like, okay, who drives in the dark?
No, so from what I've been reading on it, I've heard that it lost power twice.
Yeah, did you see the video? Like
the lights shut off, and then it went on, and then it shut off. Yeah. And then I guess what I saw was that they dropped the anchor.
Oh, shit.
And when they dropped the anchor, the boat took a hard...
Shifted?
Yeah, shifted hard, and that's when it hit the bridge.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but that's what they're...
I mean, that sounds plausible as fuck.
Yeah, but then I was watching the video, but that's crazy. Like,
that's scary. Like, this is a video... I think they actually showed a video yesterday I saw. Like, footage from, like, the actual bridge. Like, you know, like, cars driving back and forth like that. Mm-hmm. But it was empty at the time. So, it was just people, construction workers working on it. And it shows... It shows when it hits, but it doesn't show, like, when it falls. So, like, it changes, you know?
Yeah, like, all condolences to...
Yeah, but it's crazy.
It's, like, six... At this moment, it's six of them?
Six construction workers?
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah. That passed away?
Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador and shit. From what I heard and shit. Yeah,
different people. I've heard, like, a lot of cars were underground or underwater, too, for a while.
Yeah, so, yeah.
See, I think I had like...
Are there any survivors?
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure some survivor got injured, but they say like it took them a while to get... I don't even think they got everybody out either. So.
Yeah. That's fucking horrible, bro.
Yeah, see, I had like a thing about it too, but yeah, they're saying it's conspiracy. Like it's because like
how big is the bridge?
It is 1.6 miles long, I think it is.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty long. Oh, this is what I was going to talk to you about. So the CEO of the container,
mm-hmm.
she died 6 days before the thing crashed.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, they said that she, I guess, because, okay, so I don't know if you guys listened to Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
When, I think it was with Cat Williams.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, like, the Teslas and how vehicles are, they're controlled by, like, you know, the companies and all. They could shut them off, turn on, whatever, right?
Oh, I get you, man, yeah.
And I guess she was intoxicated. She was driving, like, her alcohol was, like, three times higher than normal.
Mm-hmm.
In the report, they said that she was going straight, and, like, out of nowhere, her Tesla just stopped and went reversed into the pond.
What the fuck?
No way.
And, you know, I'm being intoxicated, you know, maybe she just freaked out or just was too messed up that she drowned.
Too drunk to, like, correct the issue.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, is that, like, something that...
Like, take her out?
Yeah, like, how are you
imagine
gonna,
that shit?
Yeah, like, how are you gonna stop and then reverse and then go, like... Unless that she was that drunk, where she, you know, but I'm saying like it's that's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, and especially in the sense of who. Okay, say she's driving reckless.
Mm.
What if she slammed on the brake? I'm gonna go back. But wouldn't someone flip a U-turn? Who drives backwards for that long of time?
Exactly.
Especially to turn into a pond and keep going.
Yeah.
Even if they're drunk, and I'm not justifying for any drunk driving in any form of way. No one should be fucking doing it and shit. But in some sense, they were somewhat present. If they started driving, right, ideally.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have caught themselves doing that or some shit. Or backing up that straight or backing up to, like, turning to the pond direction or just not flipping to you. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
That yeah, but, and then I guess she was, like...
She was geeking out hard, bro.
No, one of them were, like, she was either... I don't know, I should have read into more, but either her or she's connected to one of the council members.
Mitch McConnell?
Something like that, yeah.
But she's like, I think she's like his sister-in-law, something like that.
Something like that. But isn't it crazy how, like...
It's all connected.
Who knows, that, like I said, just everything's fucking... Nowadays, connected. Everything's a fucking conspiracy theory, but the fact that the CEO of that company
died
days before. And then 6 days later, the ship collapsed or crashes into the bridge.
What if it's like one of those things where the investors kill her... Fuck up her product and basically cash out the insurance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or something deeper than that. Something more diabolical.
It's not finding a conspiracy. It's just some scammy shit, you know?
Yeah, and then... Because I think about it. Anyone higher up than her is, like, super high up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, these people know when the economy's going to crash, when the game's going to switch, or shit like that's going to happen. So why not, you know, cash out when then get to their bunkers or whatever.
Yeah, when you can, yeah.
Ooh,
but they say... Analysts say that it might take up to 10 years just to rebuild the whole bridge.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's a long time.
Damn, but imagine that, bro. Imagine, I mean, I don't know how that setup is over there, but imagine that fucking detour.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Fuck, that's like if the 101 got fucking, or the 60 got fucked up.
Damn, yeah, they go out 2-2 only.
Yeah, because I don't know how. I've never been in Baltimore, so I don't know what that bridge connected. It was like islands or like just I don't know what.
Wait, it was it like equivalent to Jersey to New York?
Type yeah, so like that. So I don't know how important that bridge was. If they're able to go around, like how you say, like detour, or is it like an actual important bridge? For, like,
was it the 60 or was it the Mill Ave Bridge? You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Shit's been happening, like, it's a lot weird. Of shit. And then, like, just with everything getting exposed, too. So, like, the, like it's, yeah. Like, little by little, with, like, it just, everything's going, coming into light. Like, especially with the industry, with the music industry and all that.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember, well, I'm not going to cut you off. But remember that I told you guys a while ago about the red cow, heifer? Did I tell you guys what
you're here? Like a religious cow?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I don't think Eric was here. Where you got like, I wasn't here. It's got to be a perfect cow. Yeah. You can't lean up on it and shit.
They keep talking more and more about it, and it's probably like they're supposed to sacrifice it, and then if they sacrifice it, it means because the end of it's coming.
Yeah, it's like biblical or some shit. Yeah.
Kind of like the Groundhog Days of the hog doesn't come out.
Because I don't. Because we talked about it in the past. I think
talking about Hump Day.
I probably wasn't here for that one.
I don't think he was.
But little short recap. Pretty much like in the I think the Jewish religion, right? There's a certain like they have like a group of like Jewish people that they spend their whole lives trying to find like the perfect red cow. It's not really red, but I think it's like a shade or something like that.
Kind of just like a metaphor.
Yeah, and they have to be perfect in certain ways. Like it's weird. Like no one could touch the cow at a certain angle. Like you can't lean on it. Like an elbow, it can't be touched like that.
It's like little weird shit. Food. It has to be like
and really then healthy. There's this farm that dedicated to like raising them, like those kind of people. Those kind of cows. And then the people went and saw that, and they found the perfect one, and then they actually found it. And then the thing—I don't know how the religion, how they do it, but
disbelief.
Yeah, but they said like when they find it, and then eventually they have to sacrifice it, it means like close to like the end of times are coming. And then people are tying it into like the apocalypse. Eclipse is gonna happen like in April.
Yeah, isn't it coming soon?
Yeah, I think next month.
I don't know if you guys heard it, but they're supposed to like. Saying like also be like
yeah, and it's gonna cover like all certain parts of the nation little by little.
Yeah, it's gonna be like because like it's covering, it's going through like a certain way. It's covering like it's going past all these cities. They're like named Navi or something like that, and they're all like cities in different states. It's pretty much going like in a straight road, but they're like it's different doing states.
A world tour.
And then, I don't know, it's crazy. It's weird because I don't know how it works, but it's like it's crazy. And then that means like oh, I don't know if they're saying in the news like make sure you have money. Cash in hand and stock up with food and water for like at least 3 or 4 days.
Well, we're going paperless. We're going more into like credit cards.
That's what's difficult about cash, bro.
Yeah.
Like even like not even trying to sidetrack and shit, but like when I've had when I've had homeless people ask me for cash, like bro, I got a couple bucks, but I don't like have it on me.
Do you have Zelle?
Yeah. You got Zelle?
Can you Zelle me cash apps?
No, dude. Getting into that, one time I had a homeless dude right outside of QT and shit on State 3 and Brother. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like, I was going inside. And shit, and he was like, "You have any cash?" And I was like, "Nah." And he's like, "You think you could pull some out?" And I was like, "Hell no! Nah, what nerve the on fuck?" These people usually I'm pretty filtered, but I was like, "Hell no!" Nah. Like,
that's crazy.
He's like, "Ask for a dollar, bitch."
You seen that? Throws a sandwich.
Yeah.
My bad, bro. You were saying the prophecies.
Go ahead, go ahead.
The eclipse.
Yeah. No,
did
but
he did it? Did he not?
But the thing is, have you not like you know? Every year, there's always crazy shit. But I feel like this year's been a lot more like
weird
disaster stuff and like more about war going on, more about like shit's going around the world. It's not like
oh okay,
like you know how it is. Usually there's like school shootings, Diddy, kind of like you know other people get exposed like Diddy. So like
it's less fucked up shit at home. It's more global.
Yeah, now it's more global. It's more like actually like it's like destroying the world in a way.
Yeah.
It's not just like the people. It's
oh
like
shit! I never thought about
natural
that.
Causes, tsunamis, tornadoes. Like even in Texas,
remember
like,
Hawaii and shit.
Yeah, in Texas, like a couple of weeks ago, that big hailstorm that happened and it destroyed a lot of solar panels out there, like miles and miles of solar panels. That's the power they use for like to kind of you know, and what's it called? What's the word? I can't fucking think right now. Like light up like the city
power generator.
Yeah, like power the fucking city. So they
huge
lost billions and billions of dollars in that because they got all destroyed with the storms.
Damn,
that's what I'm saying. Like it just like
my wish going on.
That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of like usually there's always wish every year, but I feel like this year's been more like
I was really in the time.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's how
that's
it feels
fucking crazy, though.
And like with everything going up, people are more poverty. Like it's like it's just getting like out of hand.
The middle class is basically being destroyed at this point.
Yeah. You know technically there's no middle class. With nowadays, like I was reading this something on TikTok, like
We're poor.
If you look at like the 60s compared to now, mm-hmm. the 60s, if you're making like up to like 30 to 45,000, you're already like a middle high class right there, you know?
Yeah.
That's equivalent to now in 2024. To make that to be a middle class, you should be making average 170 something thousand.
Yeah, something like that.
It's not an accurate number, but around there, I'm like, holy shit, like.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And then like even with me and my girl combined together, we barely make the like triple digits. Like we're a couple thousand down there, but we're like close to that. And, like,
yeah, you're what we used to be like 10-15 years ago, fucking easy street.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they got it good, but I'm saying like anyone that has that kind of money, like earning that kind of money, is making. Comfortable when you clock out type shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
I literally saw some, I literally saw something like that too. Like, what's deemed comfortable is like 90,000 and up. Mm-hmm. Like 97.
And that's not even being comfortable. You're still going to struggle, but you're in a better spot. Yeah, and you still
realistically have higher numbers of debt, but you're still moving and shit. You know what I'm saying? Probably got a nicer house and shit, nice newer car and shit type shit. But that's not even crazy, bro. Is it really crazy for me to say I want a little 2-3 bedroom house to myself and a new car? Yeah, not be the car of the year. Could be at least fucking $20 million
to pay for it. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it sounds fucking crazy as fuck in this economy and shit. But fucking, if I was like 8 years old and said, "Oh, I'm gonna do that when I'm older," it sounded plausible and shit. I mean, it still is, of course. But I'm saying, like, you know how far away a lot of people feel from that?
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
And like, I don't understand how people are like making it through this time right now.
Yeah, exactly. And then people are mostly in parejas and shit. You know, mother and father or couple. Or they got, you know, a couple of squinkles and shit. This shit is not easy, bro.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's so funny, though, too? Because I live in an RV. Anybody that been listening to this, I live in an RV. And who hasn't listened? I live in an RV. I see a lot of people more moving into RVs or trailers, parks and stuff like that. Like, just the other day, I was driving down, Main Street?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw like 4 or 5 new like RVs like just getting picked up.
Damn. Oh shit!
And you know most likely they're gonna live in them.
They're making a lot of the little small houses. Remember, you know what I mean?
Tiny homes.
Yeah, they're making a lot of those. They're starting to get more popular.
Yeah, me and my girl were looking into all that, but I think we're gonna get land and do double wide trailer.
Looking like a double wide surprise.
Yeah, it's just easier than doing that because tiny homes are cool. Land.
Uh-huh.
Because we're thinking about doing a tiny home, but it's also the same kind of amount of paying for a tiny home than the adult one. And if we want family, we could build onto the adult. Well, you could build onto the tiny home too, I guess. But the double wide is almost already like 2 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms. I think we'll be good with that for a while.
That's the goal, man.
Mm-hmm.
Should have a little farm.
Like, remember my ex? I had an ex-girlfriend and her parents that used to live in that double wide?
Yeah.
That's something like that. But more modern, like more updated and stuff like that.
Okay.
And land like that, man, because that's like
double wides are pretty fat, bro.
Yeah,
you've been in them and shit. Yeah, they got like little, you know, the entry sala.
Have you seen?
And then they got an actual sala.
Have you seen like the ones that are like from like the recent years, like from like 2-3 years now?
Yeah, they're fucking nice, bro. Nice, the ones in the last 5 years alone are fucking nice, bro. I look at, I'd buy one and shit.
Shit, it might be my
but
next
the,
move.
But the crazy thing, looking into them and shit, from when I last looked into them. What gets more tricky and more, like, expensive is buying the terreno, the land and shit. It almost comes out to the same price as buying a pre-built home and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where it's like. But, I mean, obviously, anything's possible depending where you find it and market and all that time and shit. But, yeah, it's definitely still a lot of people are doing that now. You know, is that the move?
So we have to move.
Is that the move
Because we're poor. We're technically poor now. Poor class.
Yeah. Been poor, bro. What the fuck? Well, look at this.
If you thought you were poor then.
We're more poor.
If you thought you were poor then.
Feel old yet? We were poor back then. Yeah. We're still poor now.
Like, also, we're talking to my girlfriend, and we're like, you know, if we were living in a house right now, we would have been struggling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we would be fine.
But like,
your head's above the water.
Cutting corners.
Yeah, cutting corners. We wouldn't be doing as much as we're doing now. As in the RV. Our rent's only like $500 a month for right now. We're almost done paying it off, but that's like nothing compared to like living in a $2,800 like mortgage or something. You know, that's like both paychecks almost of half of both.
Cause you and know, then just in this market alone, bro, is compared to buying it 10-15 years ago.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Like, and then you know you're not including like groceries, you know, insurance, you know, water heaters, all that bullshit. You know, so much shit going on.
New roof and shit. Which typically happens if in 20 years.
Yeah, because I was talking to my mom. I said, "How much do you pay?" Because their mortgage is only $1,100.
Damn, for that house.
Yeah, that's
nice.
And I'm like,
that's pretty sick. Yeah, bro, for real? They got a fat ass yard too.
Yeah, but they were smart and they bought it like 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, and the mortgage and shit.
So back then, you know, and then they were even then they thought that was a little bit more. But look who's laughing now. But she's
to the bank.
Yeah, but she says and with even the her mortgage is $1,100, but they do pay for like the electricity, water bill, and all that. So it takes
the little shit, the other thing between.
Yeah, so it comes out to almost $1,800. But I'm like, that's not still bad. Not bad at all.
For all that, no.
Fuck no, that's not bad. No, that, real shit though. But back then, it might have seemed like, ah, fuck, I'm jumping the gun and shit. But now it seems like today's economy is a fucking steal.
So how's their investments?
You couldn't even find that shit, bro. You can barely get in a condo for that.
For real.
You cannot get a house. I mean, you could. I saw you probably get the house from up.
I saw this on Facebook because I follow like a bunch of like groups. And there's this, I guess, like a house. Like, you know, I'm looking at a new place.
Yeah.
So there's a house group that I follow. They like to post renting new places. There's someone that posted, hey, I'm from New Mexico. I'm coming to Arizona in a few weeks. And I'm hoping to find a four-bedroom place, whatever, for like $1,100. Yeah. Like, good luck, buddy.
Good luck, good buddy.
You barely buy one bedroom.
Yeah, they can't rent an apartment for one bedroom.
I mean, I've seen guest house
for that dreams.
Maybe a studio.
They're saying, like, yeah, what the hell? I'm barely getting, like a two-bedroom and a bathroom apartment for, like, $2,200.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy
shit. You ever seen that?
He said a four-bedroom for $1,100?
Yeah, like,
shit.
In my head, I was like, good luck. And then I read the comments, same shit.
Yeah, I love reading the comments. But it is because in New Mexico, everything is cheaper. Because, I mean, their minimum wage out there is really low compared to here. Yeah. Like, here, I think the average now is, like, what, like 18?
Here?
No,
it's like $14,
it's 13,
bro.
But
yeah,
like,
but like at McDonald's, if you.
But there, a lot of places play like pretty high.
Yeah, because
like in a sense, average pay, yes.
Yeah.
About, it's 17,
oh, yeah, minimal. Yeah, because like, I seen minimum people at McDonald's shit, that like, they get hired and they start you off at $18 an hour.
Damn.
Some places, I know California's doing that already.
No, where I'm going if I get fired.
No wonder that shit's expensive, bro. It's like $5 for fucking fries. Damn. And it's like $3 for hot and spicy, bro. She, in high school, she was $1.
I bought. The other day, I bought a Big Mac, everything on large, and a large soda. It was almost like $17.
Bro, it almost comes out to a full combo meal that you would treat yourself somewhere else.
I just cook at home.
I remember when I was in college, I was like, damn, I'm not rich, but I had like money like to like spend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm hungry, I'm going to get something to eat. Like, and then, you know how they say, like, you got to save money? And like, what's $5 to $10? I was like, oh, it's nothing. And now, it's like, shit, like,
like, that's more like fucking 10, 15, damn near 17, 18, which is $20.
If I knew what I knew now, I would have saved all my money.
Yeah. Spent if on I dumb knew shit. What I knew now. Oh, God. Bro, at the day at work, I was thinking that shit mindlessly. I was like, think about a movie, kind of like Back to the Future type shit, where you can only travel backwards. But you can't go forward.
So you can't go back home?
You can't go. Yeah, and the only forward you can do is going back home to the time that you already experienced. You can't go anywhere you haven't experienced.
Uh-huh.
You can only go backwards or it's something that's already existed.
If
so, where would you go? That's my first question.
What do you mean, like?
All right. Question. You're given the opportunity to travel back in time, but the only going forward in time you can do is a moment in time you've experienced. So right to today's date, what is March 28th?
Yeah.
You can only go as far back as forward as this.
Oh,
so you can go any back as far as back dinosaurs, fucking pilgrims and shit, fucking and Cardinals losing the Super Bowl and shit. You can go as far as back as you want.
Why you gotta hurt me like that?
Gotta make the situation relatable. Where are you going?
Probably in high school.
I'm lame. I'm a jerk.
No, because I will go and tell myself, like,
invest, hey, bro, Bitcoin. Here's all the fucking winning tickets. I only got 30 seconds.
Invest in Bitcoin.
No, for real, though. That's some real shit, though.
No, I'll just be like, stop fucking around and get your shit together.
Right.
Bro.
Because I fucked around too much. Like, it's funny because, like, now I look back at my life. I mean, everything happens for a reason, of course. I'm not complaining that my life sucks and all that. But if I was able to choose kind of like a perk to kind of like level it up a little bit now, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was younger, I used to always, like, I was kind of, not a bully, but I used to make fun of the people that were, like, reading all the time, you know, were smart kids, you know.
You're studying. Kind of a dick?
Yeah, well, like, not like talking shit to them, but, like, just having my friends, like, look at them, like,
all studious and shit.
Yeah, because I'm always with the homies, you know, hanging out, having a good time. But now that I look back, I wish.
That would have been you?
Would have been me where I was studying, learning all that shit.
Yeah, that's real shit, though.
And kind of learning that skill more, because, like, I still have problems, like, with reading and speaking and stuff like that. And I felt like that could have been all fixed back in the day if I actually put my mind to it and actually listened to the teachers and
applied more on that. Applied more in that department.
Yeah, and yeah. Instead of just fucking being a bad kid and just talking back and like, you don't know, I know more. Like, you know, shit like that. Like, thinking you know everything in life.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's something true. I would have gone back to just to make sure, like, I would have got the education I should have gotten instead of just fucking around.
Kind of nourished yourself more or like educated, equipped yourself more?
Yeah, because I fucked around too much in school. Like, I barely passed. Like, I literally was like, by a hairline, I passed my AIM test and all that.
Damn.
And I wish I was like enough to where like, you know, I'm making A's, B's, maybe C's, you know. But I passed with like D's and C's.
Damn.
And that was just because I was fucking around. I didn't care about school.
I'd go back to like 2012, 2013 when like Bitcoin came out. Because it was like 11, oh, hell yeah. 11 bucks for one.
Yeah.
And then look how it is now. Like, oh, but imagine buying like 10 of them right now.
What do you mean? No, no, it's all in trash, isn't it?
No, right now, I don't know. It might not be the best market.
But it's so good.
It's striped as fuck. Like,
it's like 30 like something or so. So like imagine if you're buying 10, like 10 of them. So like 100 bucks you would spend.
Yeah.
Right now you would have been like, hella cash. 10 times 30,000. 300,000?
Yeah, 300,000.
About 300,000.
Yeah, and then imagine at its peak point, selling point, when like when NFTs and all that shit and digital cash was barely blooming like, oh, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Did you see that the, what was it, the one that, not Bitcoin, is it Bitcoin? The currency, whatever's going on? He just got sentenced to 25 years.
Oh, yeah, one of the dudes. Huh?
Who?
The main guy, the, fuck. Here, keep talking.
I know you're talking about.
I had it on my notes.
But I don't know ooh, for Bidouke? What. For, huh? But I don't know what you're talking about. He's like 25 years for like. Something I don't know what it wasn't, but he got sentenced like damn 25 years.
Is it the guy that made the Silk Road?
No, is he into like cryptocurrency or was it
talking about Jim Jones?
No, he was into crypto. Here, keep talking. I'll find it. I had my notes down, but I'm so unorganized sometimes that it's hard to find them. My fucking notes.
Oh, that Yu-Gi-Oh.
Huh?
I know what I saw. You're like, you wearing all this Yu-Gi-Oh stuff.
What's up with that? It's just a T.
Did you go to the shop?
I was like, he's finna do.
You got the Egyptian god cards.
Motherfuckers think I'm playing and shit. We finna do.
He has Exodia, just in case anything happens.
Oh, what is that one meme? It's like, girls want a guy that's 6 foot plus, all powerful,
blonde hair, blue eyes,
six pack abs. Like, bitch, that's Exodia.
No, because I saw you walk in with those cards, too.
Oh, yeah. We delayed a little bit. I was going to have us open the booster packs.
This guy.
I got three of us.
Good on your own time.
You've been into it?
Damn, never mind. Oh, no. I collect every now and then, you know. I'm going to pull them out on a rainy day. I got some here at the crib and then at the storage unit.
Oh, shit, Rose?
Yeah, I got hella. I
forgot about the storage
unit. Shit ever go in 20, 40 years and shit. Who's laughing now?
Fuck boy.
I have a cousin that collects a lot of baseball cards and all that.
Yeah.
Why is he?
Yeah, and he says that Mark is not that good right now, but he says that he sees a change coming up. Like, it's like, it goes back and forth.
The future's looking bright.
Yeah, baseball cards, I don't know, but no, that shit. That's the kind of same shit as too. Yu-Gi-Oh cards, bro? I don't know, I feel like it took
a while. Remember we had a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
We had a bunch of them.
The original ones from, like, when they first came out.
The fucking first generation. Do you know how much a fucking first generation Blue Eyes is?
We had a whole shoebox full of them. Oh, we just ripped them up.
I found it. So it's the FTX guy.
Oh, okay.
Sam Bankman something.
I don't know. FTX, was that?
That sounds familiar.
He was a crypto story, but it was a scam where, like, who was it? Tom Brady also invested into, like, a lot of celebrities.
Oh, when celebrities were hella endorsing it, like Kim K, Tekashi, all these things.
Remember he was the one that had like a bunch of orgies and they used to do drugs and shit like that.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's kind of like a Wolf of Wall Street kind of stuff.
Like Diddy parties?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. And he just got sentenced to 25 years in prison right now.
Damn, that high life shit, bro. Damn, that's wild.
But it's so funny how like you said, all this shit's happening with like Diddy and all that. His shit popped up right now. Like, because he had a connection to all that stuff
Shit. Yeah, I heard that the idea that Diddy is just one of many, and he's like kind of like, what's that called? Like the goat or like
scapegoat.
He's a scapegoat, and it's bigger people like the motherfuckers that own Universal Music and all that shit. No, really,
you guys want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure, let's do it.
It's wild.
Because I've been keeping up with it all week since it happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying that well, you know who Candace Owens is?
Candace Owens.
She used to work for the Daily Wire. Yeah, they just let her go.
They threw her.
Yeah, because she's anti-Semitic apparently. Speaking facts, but you know how media is. So they're saying, she was saying, she tweeted out that they're not raiding his house to get the evidence, but they're raiding it to hide the evidence.
Oh shit!
Because when they went into Diddy's house, they went through all three of his estates. Yeah, the one in Miami, L.A., and then in New York.
Well, side note, which they're under his business. They're not under his name. They're under his business. Oh, really? They're under his Bad Boy records and shit and all that shit.
Well, he just had to let go of the Revolt. So ain't that his other company? He started.
Revolt. He owns that shit.
Yeah, but he had to sell his shares and all that because it's.
Oh yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, he he what's it called? Jumpstarted founded that shit, and then he sold all his shit.
Yeah,
well, that's one of the red flags. Someone pointed out that he's like, it's basically a powerful stock, and you're just gonna cash out on it.
Because he knew,
you know what I'm saying?
Because he knows what's happening next. Like, he has insight, so, and that's why he took off, and his jet was somewhere else while he was somewhere else. So when they raided his house, and they said most of the rooms they had cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And those houses, they used to do, like, the parties and stuff like that. So, you know, some shady shit has happened in there where they have the evidence and stuff like that. It's just kind of like the Jeffrey Epstein style where, like, he has videos to blackmail people, like, recordings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm, just in case anything does happen, he saves his ass, you know? And so that's what they're saying. Like, he had a lot of, like, music people, rappers, politicians. Like, they had a
videos,
lot of
videos, recordings, photos.
Yeah, so that's why the whole... And it's not even the feds. It's not FBI. It's the Homeland Security that raided his houses, which means there's something more higher than normal. Like, something in there, like, it's going to, like, fuck up, like, the whole politics. Like, someone up there, it's going to be like, damn, like, he has videos of us, so, like...
God damn, bro, that's crazy. Yeah. Homeland Security.
I wonder if there's more people like you know, Jeffrey Epstein, Diddy. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
people,
and in this case, people are calling Diddy
like the rich folks.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
The Epstein of hip hop.
Yeah.
And then people are pointing out these videos are surfacing from, like, deep crevices and all this shit, like the craziest, like, forgotten about clips from back to, like, the 90s and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People forget.
I wonder if
the fact
that's why they killed, like, Biggie and all that shit.
Oh, remember fucking people said that, like, 2-3 years ago, like a year or two ago.
I have a little bit about that. I just read a lot into what's going on right now because it's like the hot topic right now. But they're saying that Biggie and him weren't even that close like that. Like, Biggie was stealing money from him, and Diddy was stealing money from him.
Mm-hmm.
And one of P. Diddy's bodyguards was really close to Biggie because he was with Biggie all the time, you know, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that Biggie he struck this big deal with another company. Another record company.
Did he?
Yeah. No.
Biggie.
And Biggie was gonna go over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, the bodyguard, told Biggie's like, "Yo, but you're broke, dude." He's like, "I know I'm broke." So Biggie already knew that he was getting money stolen from Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
So Diddy found out about him taking off to another, like, record label, you know. And that's when all the beef happened and all that. And then also came out that when Biggie got killed, and the SUV that he was at, he had stickers on his rims. You know, the promoting his album, but Diddy didn't have anything on his SUV.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the guy was saying, like, well, they were telling, like, the street gangster, like, hey, go with the one that has, like, the stickers. That's where Biggie's gonna be in. So, like, it was, like, all, like, planned. This is all just conspiracy, you know? But they're saying, like, it was all planned out, like, because Diddy didn't want Biggie to take off because he was making him a lot of money. But then they were both stealing from each other, and that's what happened. Like, you know what it is? Like, it's like you don't want your good worker to leave. So it's like you try to do everything, or you try to, like, kind of like
it's kind of egotistical too. It's like, yeah, well, okay, if you're gonna go somewhere else, fuck it, kill him.
Yeah, or taint his image to make it seem like, oh, like, you don't want him, man. He steals money. Or, like, you know, just don't hire him.
I can't have him. No one can, basically.
Basically like that, man. And it's like a lot of shit's coming out now. Like, where it's like it's always been like that though. Like with Bill Cosby, like R. Kelly, and like all the shit. Like it's always been out there. Man. Now with social media and all that, it's coming out more to light. And that's what it's saying. But it's like, if you always notice, though, they're always like the fall guys. It's never like politicians. You never see like governors and all that getting like when Jeffrey Epstein's came out with the airplane log and had like high people up there.
Mm-hmm.
How come they're not being investigated?
I should mention, bro, like, people did. Okay, obviously, Jeffrey Epstein was like famous and all that shit. But did people even really know who he was before that, all that shit?
No.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Like, in the masses sense, I'm sure people that, like, really know pop culture type shit knew about him, but people don't really know about him until they knew about him, until this whole shit. Exactly. And then, what's it called? A scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it becomes. Like, it's just one thing after another and shit. And then how he just, what's that whole thing? He supposedly killed himself. You know, shit, yada, yada. Like, no one believes it. I mean, I'm not saying what I believe, but I know they're listening.
It's just crazy, though, man. It just... I don't know, man. The whole world just fucked up right now.
It is. It's crazy right now.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's just because of, like, social media, or this always has been going on behind closed doors, but, like, it's more out there now. Even with, like, the aliens, all this shit going on, like, all shit around.
You hear that, I feel like we're, like, regurgitating all the same shit, but it all goes next to each other. You know that whole shit, going back to the whole Quiet On Set shit?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, you know how you seen that? I remember we seen that video a few weeks ago, but, like, 4 or 5 weeks ago back. Someone explored Bohemian Grove and shit.
Yeah.
It's supposedly. They found like a
Josh Peck.
They found a whiteboard with multiple names on it, and it was like behind like a shelf on Mueble over there or whatever. And then he pulled it out, and it has Josh Peck's name and shit. I mean, maybe it's another Josh Peck, but then people were saying that it has something to do with why he's being so like defensive or neutral with the situation and shit, because he took the hush money or he's a part of that society. All
he could have. I mean, a lot. You know, it's. And it might not be that he wanted to. Maybe there's something, they have something on him where it's like, could ruin his life, his career, or his family, whatever. So he has to kind of like.
Not trying to.
That too.
You know how like with the whole Drake thing, like he came out with it? Like what if it, back then, like he wanted to come out like and say it, but he couldn't because supposedly like, they'll blackball him, whatever. Like they'll blacklist him.
Mm-hmm. And cancel like him and all that.
But what if it's like more deeper than that? Like it's crazy shit.
True. Like the same thing with Drake and shit, where technically people are is coming unraveling from what he's saying, and people are taking side that supposedly that fall that that incident where he took where the supposedly he was talking to a minor, he got accused of it. He took it because he felt cornered, and then he dipped to Mexico and shit.
Yeah.
People are saying that maybe he really didn't do it, and now it's coming to light where he's admitting the victim.
He was not found guilty for that. No. It was all dropped.
Yeah, it's shit like that, bro. It's a fucked up situation and shit.
Damn. But you're saying though, they maybe someone blackmailed him, like you know, he was trying to probably come out earlier.
You do this, or we'll do worse.
Yeah,
we'll take your image, or we'll fuck up your people. We'll take your fucking or like money and shit.
Or right inside now. For her, like, hey, he's gonna come out, so let's make sure we get to him first before he come to us. And that's probably why they did that case where like he was with the minor and all that kind of stuff. But there was no proof with that.
Supposedly it was like, and supposedly he told them like once he found out that they were a minor, like, hey, you know, I'm not with this and shit, and then just went. That's where it went off.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up, man.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Damn, it's only been like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's almost an hour.
We still were gonna do.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Man.
You're gone for like 30 minutes.
Start it up again, bro. Man. What's up, everybody? This is the Put Me On Some Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in.
And thank you guys. Shout out to our sponsors before we start, Blue Chew. Hey, fellas, having a good time? Why not make it a hard time?
This guy's addicted to it. Because I pop it just as candy.
Yeah, when I'm chilling at the bus stop.
Dumb. Anyways, thank you for tuning in to the Put Me On Something Podcast. I'm your host, Alejandro Gomez.
That was pretty out of me, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's good. Oh, this is your son. Appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Hey, man. This is Eric Grizzy. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Till next time.
Check us out on Spotify, Apple TikTok. Podcasts, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube and all that, you know.
Soon to be X.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's already X.
It already is. Yeah, it is.
You have it on X, too?
I saw
it.
I don't know.
What, Twitter?
Twitter?
I saw it on a can the other day. It was X.
Yeah,
it's it was on my work email too.
Yeah.
At the very bottom when they tried to be all corporate. And it was like, you know, family friendly. It said MySpace. It said Facebook, all the social medias, and then it had the X instead of the bird.
It's starting to everybody's starting to forget what Twitter was.
Man, rebranding is expensive, I guess.
Because every time I hear now on social media they keep saying X.
Even mom said that the other day.
What?
She was like, oh, ¿cómo se llama? Lo cambiaron el nombre de Alex.
Oh, Twitter?
Yeah. Because she was talking about our cousin, Oscar.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to the Put Me On Something Podcast, baby. We're out.
All right, peace.